This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. France's president says Notre Dame Cathedral, gutted by fire last month, will be rebuilt in 5 years. France will rely on master craftsmen called compagnons, companions, whose extraordinary system of apprenticeships in carpentry or roof tiling, for example, stretch back to those who built Europe's cathedrals in the Middle Ages. John Lawrenson reports from Champs-sur-Marne, east of Paris.
In a spacious, ultra-modern workshop, six rabbits, as the apprentices are called until they become companions, are learning old metal roofing skills, copper, zinc, and, still allowed for the restoration of old buildings like Notre Dame, lead. Enzo Degouet is 18.
My father and grandfather were companions. They were both stone carvers.
Degouet's been training here in this Paris suburb for 2 years. He and the others also live on the premises. Soon he'll travel around the country for 4 or 5 years, working on churches and chateaus and living with other roofers and stonemasons in a network of houses belonging to the fraternity. At the end of this long apprenticeship, they each make a chef d'oeuvre or masterwork. A typical starting salary is $2,000 a month. And yes, Degouet is eager to work on Notre Dame.
It would be gratifying to work on such a huge monument and one that goes back as far as the history of the companions themselves.
Nous sommes quatre compagnons.
This centuries-old song celebrates the apprenticeship tour. The training system almost disappeared in the 20th century, but now some 4,000 new apprentices sign on each year to learn the old crafts from older companions. Degouet's teacher is Stéphane Cout, otherwise known as Gévaudan, key to the courtyards, by the medieval name every companion receives at the end of an apprenticeship. He believes the Notre Dame fire could be a decisive moment for this fraternity.
I hope it will encourage more young people to join us. We need more apprentices. We're short of 200 roofers in the Paris region, for example.
Cout says they're standing by. They are, he says, ready to train all the extra workers France will need to rebuild Notre Dame. In Champs-sur-Marne, this is John Lawrenson for Marketplace.